State Representative Brad Jacobson is on the other end of our line. Representative, how are you?
I'm doing very well, Tony. Thank you very much. Happy to speak with you this morning.
Well, thank you for coming on. The House Commerce Committee approved your bill updating Michigan's workers' comp law. Talk about that.
Sure. Our work comp law in the state of Michigan is getting to be 100 years old, and it seems to be about every 10, 15, 20 years, there's some revision work done on it. The last time there was anything major done was back in the early 80s, and it was time to make some updates and bring us into the end of the current century with some changes.
The legislation, which is House Bill 5002, puts Supreme Court rulings on workers' comp into law to eliminate the need for litigation. And it seems like that's been a big challenge and a big expense.
Well, lawsuits are always expensive, and over the years, the Supreme Court's made a number of rulings, and other courts and magistrates, trying to clarify different things in the law, having to do with changes. Back when it was worked last time, the joint replacements were just coming into a vogue, if you would, at that time. Now it's a fairly common event. Our case law didn't take that into account. A whole number of different things like that. So rather than have the attorneys file and the claimants file lawsuits and have reinterpretations or try to reinterpret the law every time it comes up, we put it into statute. Now there should eliminate some of those gray areas and make the system more efficient and faster for both the employer and the employees so they can get their benefits quicker.
Now, you know, there are those who are going to say this only makes it easier for insurance companies and doesn't protect people who may get hurt and may not have the funds to fight big insurance. How would you respond to that?
I don't feel that's a valid argument whatsoever. You know, it doesn't do the insurance companies any good to file lawsuits. It doesn't do the employer any good to have a qualified worker off the job. We want to get people their benefits, get them healthy, and get them back into the workforce as fast as we can. So it really, as an employer myself, we pay into that fund all the time to make sure that our employees are taken care of if they are legitimately injured on the job.
I found this quote interesting. This is attributed to you. It says, "I want to thank the UAW and police and firefighter groups for working with us." Tell us about that cooperation.
Sure. Well, I always look forward to having a good spirited debate and listening to both sides on any issue. And when we put forward the bill, the police and fire representatives and a representative from the UAW, and so we talked to steel workers. Occasionally we did talk to the AFL-CIO also, met with them, the trial lawyers. All these different groups brought forward suggestions, changes. There's some things in the proposal, in the bill, that I had not contemplated, that I had not planned on changing. And they came forward and said, look, this is a problem. We don't like this wording. We think this is a problem we should look at. And we took all of those to heart, and we adopted some of those. So we still have a couple of things, particularly with the police and fire, that it's a couple little fine points having to do with retirements and pensions that we weren't able to come to agreement on. But for the most part, it was a very cooperative effort. It always works better if you pull everybody together and get their views and try to incorporate as much as you can to get the best piece of legislation we can.
Now, the legislation now heads to the full House for consideration. When do you expect to vote?
I'm hoping to have that early next week. We get an indication it should come up for second reading probably Tuesday. Maybe Wednesday next week we'll have a vote. Tuesday or Wednesday, I'm hoping.
What's your perspective on the governor's plan for infrastructure?
You know, I have to say I haven't read the details, really just only seen what I've read and heard on the news media. I'm not sure about the change in the tax structure. I know I feel it'll be easier to collect it with having it on wholesale prices. Changing the registration fees, not real sure on that right now. I'd say I haven't read the details, but we all know we have to do something to make Michigan roads better. I was in Wisconsin over the weekend and drove through Illinois, drove into Wisconsin and back. And once you got 20 miles inside Michigan, as we've all heard the story, we could sure tell. I was very impressed in Wisconsin. They're widening the roads and doing the road work before it needs to be done. I traveled some expressways where they're, you know, planning, working in advance of congestion. And in Michigan, it seems like we're always trying to do catch-up because we're short on funds. So nobody likes paying more money for in taxes or registration fees, any of those type of things. But we all know our system, our roads are in dire need of help.
I've got the million-dollar question for you, and we're talking with Michigan State Representative Brad Jacobson on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS. It's been said that not only the federal, but Michigan's state tax system needs to be overhauled, revamped, updated, but it always turns into such a nasty fight that nothing gets done. There's never enough votes. Why is that?
Oh, I don't know. We made some changes to our tax system this spring, and we had the votes for that, given we didn't get too many votes from the other side of the aisle on it. But we made improvements, we made changes. We're getting more cooperative on some issues, Tony, but, you know, it's a tough thing. There's people out there who signed that no tax pledge. And we've got the Tea Party folks and the conservatives who don't like some of the spending practices that go on at the state, county, and local levels. So I think with the economy being tight, people are just watching their pennies tighter than they have in the past, perhaps. And they're holding everybody's feet to the fire. So we have to make sure that any type of change we want to make in the tax structure or fees really can be justified and are really necessary.
All right, do we need a new bridge from Detroit to Windsor?
You know, I don't think we need a new bridge today, but I think we will need a new bridge somewhere in the next 10 to 15 years, and I'm told it'll take probably about 5 years from the time the go-ahead's given to go through lawsuits, acquisition, and construction. So We do need to keep looking towards that and probably get something going in the next few years.
Well, you just mentioned that Michigan is not proactive enough in taking care of its infrastructure, but more specifically its roads before the need. Why not jump on this bridge thing right away?
Well, if we can get it paid for in a fashion that doesn't hurt all of our wallets as Michigan taxpayers. But, you know, I think there's a heck of a lot of details we got to work out on that. I've been studying that issue since February when I was assigned to the Transportation Committee. And I've got just as many questions today as I did then.
All right. Before we let you go, what's hot and new? What are you going to be working on the next few months? What are we going to be hearing about in the news?
Well, you know, there's a variety of different things coming along the work. We voted on motorcycle helmets yesterday. Currently in the House, we've got the revamp of the no-fault insurance is underway. Discussions there. That's, I think, going to consume some time over the next few weeks, maybe month, to try to work those details out. So that's, I think that's going to be the next big issue that we're going to continue working on.
All right. We've been talking with State Representative Brad Jacobson. Thanks so much. We appreciate your time.
My pleasure. Thanks, Tony.